Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bougie Best Friend Podcast. I'm your host, Coco, and in today's episode, we're going to do something a little different. Actually, not that different, because this is the kind of content you guys were used to getting from me. And what I mean by that is we're going to do a What Would Coco Do on this podcast. So, like, this is the first time I'm trying to do this, so I'm not sure how it's going to end up. But let's see, because basically whenever I'm answering these questions, I feel like there's so much more I wanted to say, but when you're replying to questions on your Insta story, you only have like 15 seconds, so I never really have enough time to say everything what I think about a certain topic. So I wanted to try to do this like as a podcast situation, and then we can decide together, is it better to have them both as a podcast and as a live kind of show on Instagram, or should I? Okay, whatever. Let's just do this time, and then we can see how it's gonna. What's the vibe? And for those of you who are watching me on Spotify, you can see that I'm in a very casual outfit. Like, and my hair is wet. I just did my evening skincare, and it's funny. Like, even my first episode, I was like, you know, I have to do my makeup, I have to do my hair, I have to look like all put together. And then that episode ended up never being aired. But I'm already like, okay, whatever, I'm just going to show up looking the way I'm looking right now, because everybody already seen me in every kind of, you know, hair wet, to workout, gym, that's like, I don't need to pretend like I'm always, you know, all glammed up, because I'm not. But I did do something to feel a little bougie, since I am the bougie best friend. I like to drink my water from a wine glass, and I put some lemon slices in there. So, you know, that's the bougie aspect of this podcast. Okay, so why don't we just start? So basically, for those who don't know, What Would Coco Do is an IG series that I started probably a year and a half ago, or maybe more. I'm not sure how long it's been, but I should know because I need a anniversary. But basically, people ask me questions, and then I answer them. And most of the questions are about dating and confidence and maybe like some girl drama or like friendships. We talk about a lot of things, and we talk about Botox and fillers and plastic surgery and, you know, how to deal with a lot of sexual issues. So we talk about a lot. And I feel like that's where I really connected with most of you guys, because I'm just who I am. So without further ado, how a lot of people like to say, let's just start answering questions. So the questions I'm going to choose are going to be completely random. I mean, I'm just going to answer them as the way I'm answering them on my IG stories, because I never really stick to a theme. I just like scroll through my questions and then I choose whichever one seems interesting. Okay, so let's begin. Oh my God, my hair looks so short from here. So with What Would Coco Do, I dropped this question box 14 hours ago, so I feel like there's going to be a lot of questions by now. So let's see. What do you think about having multiple boyfriends, not sleeping with any though? Again, for those of you who are watching this on Spotify, I'm looking at my phone right now. This is basically going to be a total like behind the scenes What Would Coco Do, and you can like see my train of thought, and I'm going to try to do minimal editing for this one so you can actually see how I do this. Okay, so what do you think about having multiple boyfriends, not sleeping with any though? I'm not sure if you are exclusive with them or you're not, because, or I don't know how old you are. I need some more context, but for me, it seems like you just don't know what you want. And yeah, I don't think you should do that anymore. Okay, another question is what to do on a date if a guy asks you to split the bill. I always get the same questions, and they're like rotating every few weeks. And sometimes I'm like, I don't want to answer the same question over and over again. But then I remember that some girls might be new, and I don't want to be rude and be like, yo, well, I answered this last week. And then if they're a new follower, I would just like seem very rude. So I'm not going to be rude. So to answer the question, what to do on a date if a guy asks you to split the bill? Where I come from, people who want to split the bill with you, they are not romantically interested in you, and therefore you should take that as a hint. What I would do, actually, I would take the whole bill and I would pay for everything and said, never see you again. And this is true, because I don't understand what kind of man would like make a woman split the bill on a first date. It's like, then don't invite me out. Like, seriously, don't like waste my time, and like, just, it's just ridiculous for me to even like this concept of splitting bills never even occurred to me until I moved to the US, which was like 8 years ago. So like very strange. How to get a boyfriend buy me a car that I want. He's rich but stingy. I don't know. This is a weird question. I mean, if your boyfriend is telling you he's going to buy you a car, you obviously can choose which car you're going to get. So I'm just a little confused. Like, did he tell you he's going to buy you a car, or you just want him to buy you a car? And sometimes, honestly, like, I get these questions and I'm like, these girls are just, I don't know. But I need to know how old they are, because that changes a lot. So what is your hair routine? As you can tell, I have my hair wet right now and I was applying my Olaplex treatment number 3. Actually, this question is not interesting enough for the podcast, so I'm going to skip that. Splurge on a trainer or skincare? Okay, this is a good question. Splurge on a trainer or skincare? I think you should splurge on a trainer, because as you start getting healthier, your skin is going to look better. And then once you get into a habit and a routine of working out and, you know, being extra healthy, you're going to have more money for skincare. So I started meeting guys that are my standards. Now what? So many choices. You know, sometimes, honestly, I'm just like, this question is weird. But then I reply to it because I'm just inspired. So many choices. So maybe just go on like dates with all these guys that you like. And then you're going to see which one you like the most. I think that's the way to go. And I feel like that's how dating usually works. That like you go on dates with guys you like and then you decide this one I like the most. I think that's an appropriate answer. Create in person, horrible through text. Keep it going. So I feel like if you tell a guy that you need more communication, like you need phone calls and you need more attention, and he doesn't give it to you after one or third or second, whatever time you tell him, then you need to move on, because he does not care to do things that make you happy. And girls are like always justifying when guys don't want to do certain things. They're like, well, he's just busy, or he is just, I don't know. Nobody's too busy. Like, yes, people are busy, obviously, but we all have our phones in our hands 24/7. You can't tell me that when somebody said, okay, this is very important, actually, what I wanted to say, like when somebody, if you're excited about somebody or something, you're going to be thinking about them a lot. And if you see their name on your phone, or you're just going to want to share something with them. So if something fun happens to you, that's going to be the first person you want to text about it. You can't tell me that this guy doesn't have, it's even crazy that girls are like buying these excuses that like, oh, he's busy at work, he can't text. I'm sorry, if he can scroll through Instagram, if he can go to the bathroom, if he can, when there's a will, there's a way. If he wanted to text you, he would find a time. That's just no debate. This is literally no debate. And when you are justifying people who don't text you, and you told them that this is an issue, and then you keep staying with them, it's like, it's on you then. Like, then you, I mean, then you, that's the relationship you think you deserve. So you're staying in it, obviously. Wow, okay. This got more heated than I expected. We used to talk every day. Now he stopped for 3 days to answer bad news. Okay, girls, first of all, also need to like overthink things, and they need to understand that people have shit to do. And if you are just starting to date somebody, they're not going to put you as priority, because first of all, they don't even know what you're doing during the day. They don't know how, you know, how often you want to talk to them. But in this case, okay, so she said they used to talk every day and now he stopped for 3 days to answer. I mean, maybe something happened in his life. Maybe somebody's visiting him. Maybe he is just like having diarrhea. Maybe, you know, there's a lot of things that can happen. You can't really judge a whole situation based on these 3 days. And like, just don't get in your head so much. Just try to communicate. And if you know, you can also text the guy, especially if you have some kind of relationship. You can text him and just, you know, instead of being like, why are you not texting me? Just say something nice, or show that you are a nice person. Don't start with attacking him and just like, what is going on? Why are you not texting me for the past 3 days? You know, and he can just be like, you know, I don't know, maybe somebody's sick in his family. You can't just like jump to conclusions like that. But anyway, what I'm going to tell her, let's see. So basically, whenever I'm answering these questions, I don't really think about my answer. I just like say it. So if you guys already have some kind of relationship going on, you can also text them and be like, hey, how are you? What's going on? Is everything okay? Don't start with these like accusatory things. Oh, you're not texting me for the past 3 days. Just like be nice and text them. He talks to me like we're exclusive, but never talked about it. Where do I even start? What do you mean, where do you even start? He talks to me like we're exclusive, but never talked about it. So if he talks to you like you're exclusive, you just have to be like, so are you saying we're exclusive? Yeah, I think that's the answer. So next time when he says something like, oh, I can't wait to introduce you to my family, you can be like, does that mean that we're exclusive? Does that mean that we are boyfriend, girlfriend? And then see what he says. You know, also, I don't understand that girls are so scared to just say stuff or ask for things or just be very clear and blunt with what they want. And I honestly don't remember if I used to be more shy or if I used to, I don't know. I really don't know if I was, I mean, I'm sure at some point I was not really clear saying what I want, but I feel like ever since I've been through a shit ton of therapy, I'm so okay talking and requesting things. Yeah, I guess I was a little messed up before, probably. This question, date someone who's overweight. You should date somebody who you are physically attracted to. Okay, let me actually start answering. Okay. You should date somebody you're physically attracted to. It doesn't matter how they look like to the outside world. If you're attracted to them, that's all that matters. If you like chubby guys, go ahead. But if you're not sexually attracted to him, don't date him. Yeah, just like keep him as a friend. If you like him as a person, you can keep him as a friend. You don't have to date a guy who is just nice. If you're not sexually attracted, like you need to have that. I don't know situations in which people, I mean, none of my friends ever really admitted that to me, at least, that people, you know, kind of like grew into being sexually attracted to each other. Actually, my friend Chloe did mention that that happened to her once, but I don't know. I don't know the whole story. But anyway, I don't think that you can just like start being turned on by someone. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. You guys can tell me if I'm wrong. Move it to live closer to family. They ignore me. I don't know why. Devastated. Okay. That is interesting. I don't really know what to say to this one. And honestly, sometimes people ask me questions that I don't know. I just don't know what to say. So I don't reply to them. And then they ask me the same question over and over again. And then they send me a DM like, oh, you're not replying to me. And then sometimes I'm just like, I just don't know what to say. Or like, I'm not adequate to answer that question. So for example, this one, I moved to live closer to your family. They're ignoring me. Don't know why. Okay, but maybe she was also like expecting that they're just going to like drop all of their plans and like spend all of their time with her. Meanwhile, they also have a life. I don't know, but that is kind of weird. I mean, when I come to Croatia, I like to see my family. They kind of, you know, drop everything they have and they're just hanging out with me. Okay, well, my answer is going to be, I honestly don't know what to say. Maybe you can talk to whoever you're the closest to and just be like, yo, what's going on? I highly doubt that all of the family members are not talking to you. So I feel like you can start the conversation with someone. Yeah, I think that's the right thing to do. I don't know. I gotta say the most annoying thing about what will Coco do is adding those captions. But I know that sometimes, you know, the way I pronounce some words or the questions I answer are not clear, so I have to put those captions. But that is the most annoying part of what will Coco do for me personally. And I'm really curious if you guys even care about those captions, because if you don't, I'm just gonna stop doing them. Okay, going out with a 44-year-old man. I'm 23. I'd love my parents to meet him now. How can I introduce them? I mean, honey, I don't think your parents are really gonna be okay with you dating somebody who's 20 years older than you. At this point, okay, I think I can just answer the question. I'm not really sure that your family is going to be approving you dating somebody who's 21 year older than you. You're basically a child still. Like, Don't get me wrong, but like that is a little, it's a big difference. I don't know. My 15 seconds were up. That's all I said. I really don't know what to tell this girl. Like, I think that's a little too much. I don't know. But it is a big difference. But I know a friend of mine who is with a guy who's like 25 years older than her, and they're fine. So, okay. So maybe, you know what? I'm just going to cancel this reply and I'm going to say something else. I'm going to say, I think that you need to be like a million percent sure that this guy is like your person, because if you're not like super serious about him, don't introduce him to your family, because your family is going to be shocked because he's so much older than you. But I mean, let me know what happens. Fuck. And now this great answer was not recorded. You see, that's how this iPhone, like not iPhone, it's not iPhone's fault. It's whatever name's fault. What's his name? Instagram. Yeah. Okay. I have to answer this again. So I think that you need to be 1,000% sure that this guy is like your person, because your parents are not going to be approval of somebody who's like 21 year older than you. It might work out in the end. I'm not saying it won't, but like you need to be sure before you introduce them. You know what? As I get older, I just think like if I have a kid and my kid does that, how would I react? And then I try to see what things are okay and which ones are not okay. Because I'm also thinking, you know, I want to have a child one day. Maybe not tomorrow, but like soon-ish. Had casual sex with a guy. He wants more sex, but doesn't want a relationship. I want to end it, but I love him. Okay, I'm not even going to answer this because I'm just like tired of questions like that. And it's like, he doesn't like you enough to be with you, period. But doesn't, okay, I mean, I'll just literally say that. He just doesn't like you enough to be with you. If you're okay being treated like that, that's on you. But I'm not going to tell you anything consoling here, because you just need to get up and leave. I'm sorry. Like, he does not respect you. So I want you to respect yourself. I think that is the brutal honesty that some people like or don't like about me. How do you deal with a constant liar and cheater? I don't have the willpower to leave. Again, like, what do you think I'm going to tell you? Honestly, like, what do you think I'm going to tell you? Stay a little longer? Fuck no. Like, you're wasting your time and you're aware of the fact that you're wasting your time, but you're still okay with that. Like, I just don't understand. You need to get some strength and come up with a plan. Okay, like, I just don't understand. This is sad. I mean, I feel really bad for her because I know how that feels. It's not cool. It's not pleasant, that's for sure. Be alone or continue hanging out with friends that are not good for you. You don't hang out with people who are not good for you, because you're literally wasting your time, your energy. You can't grow around people that are not on your level, or like that. You just need to find people who make you feel good about yourself and who are motivating you to be a better person, not the opposite. Period. I feel like everything I'm saying, it's like you just need to stop wasting your time. But it's true. People are not aware how precious our time is on this planet. It's so, I don't know. I just feel like I see that I'm getting older. And also when I go to Croatia, like I see my family getting older, like no disrespect, but like I see them, I see time passing because I'm not there with them. I don't see them every day. So I see a big difference every time I come back. So I can't just waste my time. And I feel like everything changed for me when I turned 30. I don't know what happened in my mind, but like I just started being a completely different person. I feel like a big part of that was also starting to date my boyfriend, because he was like, he is completely different of any other guy I was dating in my life before. He just makes things like easy and simple. And I know that I don't even talk much about him on my Instagram. Like, I don't know what you guys even know about him. He's just nice to me. He makes me happy. And if I, you know, if we're eating something and I don't like my meal, he's gonna give me his meal. And he is always gonna try to make sure that I'm comfortable instead of, you know, him being comfortable first. And then, first of all, I don't even know why I'm telling you guys this right now, but went on a few days. He's perfect, but his teeth are black from former smoking. Okay, well, this is not that big of a deal. Okay, I think this is not that big of a deal, and you can totally live with that, because you, like, as you guys get closer, you can tell him that he should, like, fix his teeth. But, like, once you get to that part, I'll tell you, like, a subtle way to do that. something that's really annoying when you're doing this type of work, when you're looking at yourself and then you see certain things that you say. For example, this video, I think I said the word like, I don't know how many times. I don't want to watch it again to count it. Okay, this question. Boyfriend offered an open relationship. I left, but it hurts. How to stop yourself from texting him? Okay. You are literally asking me what to do, and this guy told you that you are not enough because he doesn't want to have sex just with you. Okay, but never mind. Just honestly, just please block and delete his number, please. Seriously, some girls are just ridiculous. I don't know. Some questions are just like, oh, he beat me up. What should I do? Obviously, leave him and call the cops. Like, I don't know. Okay, this question is strange. When your bestie is toxic but really supportive with money, your goals, and no one else do. I'm very confused with this question. Are you telling me that you are using your best friend for money, even though she is toxic? Or I'm not really sure. And sometimes I'm not sure what the actual question is, but like, I feel like the question is funny. So I also like reply to it just so like people can sometimes laugh because people love to. Okay. So I feel like there's a few reasons why people love what Wococo do. One of them is that they, first of all, like, I feel like I actually give good advice. Like, no joke. I feel like I'm good at what I'm doing. And I feel like they feel validated and they feel like they're not alone. And they feel, and sometimes they feel like, okay, well, my life is not bad enough. Like, there's people who have crazier issues in their life. So, like, I'm good. So I feel like, yeah, that's what, like, why people love what Wococo do. When a guy's on and off, even emotionally all the time, should I just end things? Okay, I mean, obviously, yeah, duh, fuck yeah. Like, you should have end things a long time ago when he started going on and off, like, the first time. What are you, like, a switch that goes on and off all the time? No, like, come on, like, what are you doing? Sometimes I really get so annoyed when I hear these questions. But then I remember we all have to go through certain shit in life to learn what means to be treated right or what means to be mistreated. Because sometimes until you get treated right, you didn't even know that what you experienced before was absolutely wrong. So, yeah. We broke up. It was a stupid fight. I want him back. He made no attempts to contact me. Okay. So he showed you how easy it is for him to let you go. If a stupid fight like that makes the man of your dreams run away, then he's not as strong as you thought. And he probably needs to mature a little bit. That's it. That's all I'm saying on this topic. We dated for 2 months. He asked to be exclusive and then cheated. How to move on? Okay, girl, like, you know this guy. Okay, I'm not saying this on the camera, but like, I need to make it shorter. But you know, you've been dating this guy for 2 months, like 2 months. I don't know what kind of insane connection you guys felt. I'm sure you did because you're like so sad. But when you're dating somebody for 2 months, you have to put things in perspective. 3 months ago, you didn't probably even know this person's like favorite food. So how can you give so much importance to people who are just... Like, how do you let people in so easily? And how do you let them take over such a big part of your even, like, emotional brain storage? I don't know. I don't even know what I'm saying. But we dated for 2 months. How to move on? I mean, I'm sorry, but 2 months is not enough time to... I mean, I don't know. I don't want to say anything rude, but, like... It's 2 months. You're going to move on just fine. It just takes a little bit of time. Like, it's not, like, it's going to be okay. I don't know. I have anger towards my ex. I dumped him and the girl he rebounded with too fast. I honestly feel like it's totally normal to have anger towards your ex because people, when you put some time into something, and in this case, it was a relationship with your ex, you expect some kind of return. And then when a relationship fails, you don't want to be perceived as a quitter, or like you stop trying. And that's why people stay in these relationships for so much longer than they should, because they just don't want to accept any type of quote unquote defeat. So that's why you stay in these like shitty relationships, and then like you just start hating each other. But basically, to answer this question, I have anger towards my ex and the girl he rebounded with too fast. I mean, what should I even tell her? I just think the best thing to do for you right now is like to try to move on and just be happy. I don't know. No, this answer is stupid. I'm not going to say that. I think if you dump the man, like just don't communicate with him anymore or try to stalk him or anything like that. Just try to actually move on and heal if there's anything that needs to be healed, and get a hobby. A lot of girls just need a hobby, and they would stop overthinking. Like, I see now, I'm so busy during the day, I don't have time to think if who is my boyfriend following, or who is he liking or commenting. I'm like, I feel like in this episode, you guys are going to actually have a deep insight in my brain that is like so scatterbrained. Okay, this question: broke up with him because different visions, values, but I miss his love, affection. You can't be with somebody if you don't share the same values with him, or the same vision of your life, or the same, like you don't have the same goals. So for example, one person wants to stay in a 5-star hotel and the other one wants to stay in a hostel. Like, what are you going to do? You have to have the same goals and the same vision of like your lifestyle and what your future is going to be. Also, when it comes to goals, you have to have same goals, whether it's a family life or it's where you're going to live, what city you're going to live. If you become pregnant, are you going to work, or are you going to be a stay-at-home mom for a little bit, or are you going to hire outside help? Do you even want to have children? Do you want to have pets? Like, you have to have these conversations. And I feel like people, you should not change your non-negotiables. If your non-negotiable is that you want to move to the suburbs when you get married, like that is your right, and you should be able to do that, and you should find somebody who wants to do the same thing. Why are you trying to like date a guy who doesn't want the same things as you want? Like, it's just weird. Obviously, there can be some small compromises. One time you can do something for him or vice versa, but some big, big, big things, I think you should never compromise. I want a dog right now, and my boyfriend finally is like, okay, we're going to get a dog. But if he was totally against it, why should I not have a dog because my boyfriend, like, do you understand what I mean? I hope you do. Okay, so now to answer this girl's question: broke up with him because different missions, values, but I miss his love, affection. Love is not enough for a healthy relationship. There's like so much more that I actually dived deeper in. I don't know if you guys noticed by now, I'm recording a podcast, so like I'm like overly explaining all the answers. So I guess you're just gonna have to listen to the podcast to see what I said more. I think that was actually really smart, because I didn't even announce it on my stories. So now people are gonna know that I can, like, let's see if this is, I'm actually enjoying this. It is easy for me to relax and be myself in front of the camera. And at the same time, I'm doing what will Coco do. And also, like, people who already saw the answers on my stories don't need to tune into the episode. So, you know, it's like a win-win. But those who missed it, they can just watch it and like see the questions. I think I'm liking this by now. And also, by the way, I'm going to ask you this from now on, probably in every episode, I'm going to ask you something. Please, if you can leave a rating and review, because that helps rank my podcast higher, so more people can listen and more people can discover this podcast, and maybe we can help some people, or maybe we can entertain some people, or maybe I'm going to get a few new haters. Like, I just want to make a difference, you know? I just want people to feel things. Best way to reach out to you for potential collab. I mean, that's a weird question, because literally my manager email, I don't know why I was laughing. My manager's email is in my bio for everyone wondering. Like, everybody who works in the social media space, mostly their email, like their manager or somebody, is in their bio. Hair won't hold a curl from air wrap. Oh, that's an issue, because I didn't think that's possible. But then I was doing my friend's hair with my air wrap, and it wasn't staying on her hair because her hair was just thin and soft, and mine is pretty coarse and dry. So it was just the completely opposite result. So I'm not even going to answer this question, because I will answer it, but I'm not going to give her an answer. So I think honestly, the best thing to do is contact Dyson Chat because for me, my curls stay a lot, but then I know for some people they don't. So I think you should actually just contact Dyson and ask them literally what you just asked me. And I'm serious. I think sometimes you can just like go directly to the source and be like, yo, what's going on? How should I fix this? Like they have all these chat options and stuff. You know, I'm not the Dyson wizard, even though I feel like one. Seeing a man who to buy me things, but I don't know how to ask. Is his budget my business? So are you seeing a man who's buying stuff, things for you, and you don't know how to ask what? I'm confused. Okay, I'm not gonna answer that. Okay, next question. We've been seeing each other for 2 months. He saw my Tinder open on my phone. He's on there too. I mean, if you guys, okay, that's actually, I'm just gonna start answering that. If you guys are not exclusive, you don't know anybody any explanation. And until you're exclusive, just like, you know, it's open season. Like, I'm sorry. We already talked about this before. Like, it's okay to date multiple people. Like, it's okay to date multiple people at the same time until you are like willing to drop everybody. You know, you're gonna meet that one guy who or girl, you know, where first of all, yeah, another thing. I'm for all relationships, I'm just like, for me, it's always easier to speak in a straight relationships, but all of this goes for, you know, gay, any type of relationships, because in every relationship, you have a masculine and a feminine energy. So I'm speaking from the feminine energy. What was I saying? Yeah, so like in the beginning, just do whatever you want. Until he wants to claim you, like you can do whatever you want. Honestly. How do you feel about a man lying about his age, claim to be 10 years younger? Okay, that's a funny question. I guess this guy really looks good for his age. So I guess this guy really looks good for his age, but I wouldn't really be okay with that because I feel like he probably lied to you about his name too. And maybe like his marital status. So I don't know. I think you should double check into this. And I'm not sure you should continue dating him. Yeah, that's not really promising, right? It's like, why would somebody lie about their age, like 10 years, like, or how did it even look like? That's funny. Oh, not a Wobo Kokudo, but have you heard of human design? Do you know what type you are? Actually, I don't. Funny you ask me this because I first heard this term like a few weeks ago from my friend Kat, who got her human design read by Claudia, who's another friend. And I didn't know anything about it, but I will do it with Claudia soon, so I will let you know. And I'm so interested in this, by the way. I'm also interested very in astrology and all these like types. So for like the Myers-Briggs type, I am an ENTJ. And I think I am an ENTJ. And also when people ask, say like, oh, it's not a Wobo Kokudo, but like, guys, you can ask me anything because that's like the whole point. And Wobo Kokudo is just like a cute name. I'm actually, should I even tag them? Like, I don't know. Sometimes, like, it's okay. I don't need to tag them. Fine. Doesn't matter. How to meet guys not on dating apps. Oh, cute guys. I'm not answering that. Boyfriend won't post tag us and add me or add me on socials, but I've met his parents. Oh my God. Okay. I don't know what the fuck. Seriously, girl? But, like, not even add you on socials? You don't exist in the world. For him. And like in this day and age, like it's a big red flag. Like, how does not even add you on socials? Like, are you for real? I can't even believe that somebody would even meet somebody's family before being added on Instagram. Like, how bizarre and weird this question is. Seriously. Okay, I'm gonna skip that. Ex best friend keep asking my friends about me. Why? I don't know. Reach out to an ex for just sex. What to write without looking needy? Oh my God, girl. Oh my God, please. Why would you do that? Honestly, why would you do that with an ex? Like, are you just lazy to meet another guy? Or, like, please don't. Just like go meet another guy. Ugh. Jesus. What kind of question is that? Like, I never really. But I'm just that type of person. When I'm done with somebody, I'm done. Like, everybody gets a second chance with me. That's a rule again. But a third, no. I don't remember if I gave anybody more than two chances. But at least from now on, nobody's getting any third chances. And I actually feel really sad about that because I was really close friends with this girl. I'm not going to say any details because she might be listening and her other friends might be listening. And we were really close friends for like a long period of time. And we already had like a little disconnect at some point in our life. And then recently I just cut her out because I'm like, you are not there for me. And I'm there for you whenever you're going through like a hard time. And then you just like, whatever, I'm not going to vent, but like, you know, people are sometimes so, I don't like people who are like going with the flow and just like follow the flow. Like for me, only dead fishes go with the flow. I don't need to like follow any flows. I create my flow and like I know what's going on, or at least I am in charge. I'm not just like following what other people are doing. I was doing that for way too long. I'm not a sheep anymore. So I'm not going with any flows. Okay. I need to know more details. People don't understand how important it is to just communicate. You don't even have to overly communicate, but you can just like, if you have respect for someone, you can just be like, hey, I'm going through something. If I don't talk to you, it's nothing personal, but like, I just need some time to figure some stuff out and I don't have the capacity to be there for you right now. So like, just letting you know, instead of just like ghosting friends. Is there any circumstance you would take somebody out who's remorseful for cheating? I would absolutely not ever take a cheater back because you're just going to show him that it's totally fine to disrespect you and to just, you're just going to take him back. So you're making it okay. I was never cheated as far as I know. Maybe I was, but I just didn't know. But I don't know how people, I don't think I would ever be able to survive that. I don't know. Like, okay, let me see. I'm just going to answer one more question. I think that we can like wrap it up. What would Coco invest an inheritance in? Okay, that's a good question. Okay, so my answer is going to be this. I would talk to somebody who I feel is very financially literate. And I would ask to be connected to their financial advisor and wealth manager. And then they would tell me, where should I invest? I think that's what you should do. So I would never make any financial decisions on my own, like huge financial decisions, like buying a property or investing in stocks or, you know, getting a life insurance policy or something like that. I think you always need to talk to somebody who's a little more qualified than you are about the topic. It's like the same way if you have some kind of pain in your body, you're going to go to a doctor. You're not going to try to Google it and figure it out yourself. Like there's specialists for a reason. So just follow those, you know, go to those people and try to just listen to them. And yeah, I think that's it for this episode. This was really fun. Okay, yeah, I already said that, but like, don't forget to rate and review. And yeah, I'm really grateful that you guys are here. And I'm excited to see you in the next episodes. And if you have any topic requests and, you know, whatever you want to hear from me, let me know. Because that's why I'm here, you know, to talk to all of you guys. So, sending kisses. Bye-bye.